Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Thanks for listening to Sports Sunday On Demand, a Service Patriots podcast on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Service Patriots is your home comfort solution for all of your heating and air conditioning needs. Check out the latest special offers for our listeners at servicepatriots.com/the fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillwork Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Again, if you want to interact, Vancouver Ford text line. Someone said that was a fun opening seggy. Yeah.
That's what we do here.
Appreciate it.
You know, we try to have fun. We try to keep it real light.
I'm trying to, because I'm playing golf later today at Elk Ridge, and that could go from being fun to not fun really quick. So let's liven the mood as much as possible right now before I'm snapping my 5-hybrid over a tree stump.
Well, I'm sure this next topic will, you know, get you real excited.
I mean,
you can act like you're not, but the joy in your voice when you were like, they lost. Hey guys,
listen, like, I love it. I love it when Oregon State is good. It's good for this area. It helps everybody. I feel it adds to
100%.
The football season when you got both teams in the state playing well. But listen, when you see Oregon State stubbed their toe in the way they did last night, my external reaction is, oh no, baby, what are you doing?
What are you doing, baby?
Guys, I'm like, come on. But it's a little funny. I mean,
ooh,
come on,
baby,
you know.
What did you do?
If Oregon does that, do you think Oregon State fans and Beaver fans are like, ah, dang, Oregon?
No. I mean, it's very different because Oregon's big brother. So,
coincidentally, last time Arizona had a top 25 win at home, I believe, was against Oregon.
Yep.
5 years ago to the date yesterday.
That's crazy.
I remember being at a Halloween party dressed as Andy Reid. That's me in my Twitter picture. And not paying attention to that game at all because Arizona basically took Oregon behind the woodshed that game. So Oregon State, boy, they had their chances in this game. And where points were a premium yesterday, they had one chance in particular that is going to be talked about all week, not just here locally. I mean, there was a lot of national folks that were absolutely tearing apart the Beavers and Jonathan Smith and their decision to end the first half. It was tied 10-10. That was only their fourth possession of the game. Points, they're coming at a premium in this one. Final was 27-24 to Arizona. And you notice that it was a 3-point difference. Well, at the end of the first half, as the Beavers are about to go into the halftime locker room, they line up for a field goal. About 3-4 seconds left. I believe they're at their at the 28, 27, somewhere around that region. And coming out of the timeout, which, by the way, ESPN drove me absolutely nuts with this. With only 3 seconds left, they took a full-blown media timeout for like 3 minutes to come back to that field goal And then what happened was Oregon State decided to fake the field goal. To the kicker's credit, he gets it to like the 7-8 yard line, but there's no time left on the clock. That's it. That's the half. No points for Oregon State.
It's a do or die situation for them.
Listen, when you're agreeing with Rod Gilmore on the broadcast, when, you know, that whole meme, the worst person you know makes a great point. When your 10-year-old son is watching the game, and it's like, yeah, what are they doing? That's how you know you effed up.
No. And you know, if you're Jonathan Smith, you know it too. At the end of the game, he was quoted by saying, I just rolled the dice on that one. In hindsight, it was not good.
It was a bad call.
It was
pretty
not
sure
good,
said.
Jonathan Smith.
Dude, it was like, and then again, the second half, it plays out. And to the Beavers' credit, they force a fumble. They take the lead. They're up, I believe, 17-13 at one point. You have the momentum right there. DJ, you was looking somewhat decent. And then at that point, you could not do anything. Your drives stall out. And then your defense gives up two straight touchdown drives to Arizona and Noah Fifita. And, you know, I want to give this Arizona team credit, because they have locked down now for four straight weeks. Very good quarterbacks.
Great offenses.
I mean, I believe before DJU threw that, threw two touchdowns last night, they had only given up one touchdown pass to Shador Sanders, Caleb Williams, and then Michael Penix. Like, in their last three games, they're playing some great quarterbacks. And then you can double-check on the Shador Colorado. It could be a different quarterback that I'm spacing on. But Arizona's secondary the last few weeks has been locked down. And really, before that last drive for Oregon State, DJ Uy went 4-for-4, 75 yards, under a minute. He was, I believe, 12 of 26 in the game. Like, it was tough sledding. I mean, didn't have a 100-yard rusher for Oregon State. Very out of characteristic game, and that's what happens when you go down to the desert, go to Arizona for a night game. Like, I believe Dirt was saying last week, he said he doesn't want anything to do with Arizona this year, especially a night game down there. Like, you know, Beavers lost this one, but listen, the way Arizona's been playing this year, home game, night game, back-to-back top 25 wins for them now, doesn't surprise me.
They're the best. Arizona's the best 5-win team in the country, more than likely. Like, I can
take
that
a look, but I mean, man, they've been playing great. I mean,
you look at their
very
schedule.
Unexpectedly great football. Jed Fish has got them going. They had a top 25 recruiting class a year or so ago. They've been great.
This is how you redeem yourself after a terrible season last year, though. You come out and you play really hard against some great teams. Like, their past four games have been against top 20 teams. Last four games,
yeah,
have been,
dude,
against top 20 teams. They played Michael Penix. They obviously took an L there, but they only
Cam
lost.
Ward in Washington State. It was,
yeah,
not
Cam
a
Ward.
Colorado,
yeah, Cam
me.
Ward. Then you get Caleb Williams. Like, you get all the guys right there, and you're able to come out with a great win against Washington State. You know, a blowout win against Washington State, and then you follow that up with a great win at home against Oregon State. Like, nobody saw Arizona's season going like this. At all, and especially to beat some of the teams that you've actually been able to beat at this point. Arizona's not to be played with. And we saw a lot of this from Oregon State last year. It's like, oh, holy hell, like, Oregon State's coming, they're competing, they're in the game until the very end, and they're pulling some of those games out. Yesterday was one of those things to where, and here's the cool part. You look at the stats and, you know, the box score and everything, like, Oregon State had more passing yards.
More rushing yards.
More takeaways.
There's somewhat
more
decent
tackles.
Somewhat decent on third down. Yeah. I think they were like 6-for-11.
More tackles. They had everything going for them, but just couldn't figure it out in the end there. That's,
when the field
that's
got shorter, when things stalled out for them.
And here's the cool part.
And that's why you need field goals in a game where you don't have as many possessions and you're not punching the ball in as much as you like. You're getting there. Like, dude, take the field goal.
Oregon State had scored on, I just saw a stat, like 27 straight red zone attempts.
Wow.
Red zone. So once they're in the red zone, they're going to at least come away with the field goal.
Yeah.
And, you know, that kind of got stopped last night. You know, so it was a great game by Arizona State.
And I could be wrong on where that field goal was.
Arizona, excuse me.
Where that field goal was because of where, you know, the kicker and the holder got it. Because, yeah, they very well could have been inside the 19 or 18 on the line of scrimmage. And then the snap just took them back a little bit further. But, yeah, 28 straight red zone
That's
trips.
Crazy.
with a touchdown or just with points.
Yeah, just coming out of there. So that's
wild.
That's an efficient offense. And as much as we kind of like to bang on Oregon State because DJU doesn't look like a world beater in a lot of ways, but he's still been getting the job done. Yesterday was one of those times that just he played okay, but he had a 58% completion.
Before that last drive, it was not great. Yeah.
Looking at the, the lack of respect for field goals in college football. Obviously, this is a couple weeks after the whole Oregon Washington debacle with giving up the points at the end of the first half, and then
funny
losing
how
by
the
three.
Turns have tabled.
Funny, very very similar situation here. Now the Beavers fans were probably laughing at Ducks fans in a couple of weeks ago. But do you wonder how little respect is given to these field goals and if that is affecting, you know, some of their decision making processes here? I understand that in the NFL, you know, these 3 points, points matter. And you got much better kickers. They're obviously paid professionals. They can kick probably 10 yards longer on average. You got guys hitting 63, 65 yard field goals. I think maybe one kicker in college has hit like a 60 some yard field goal, possibly two ever. There's just, you know, you think of great kickers. I think the last good one was Jared Siegel at Oregon. Camden Lewis is okay, but that's really Jared Siegel. Like, this was 20 years ago, somebody that like is legit and people remember here in Oregon State. I'm sure there's a Beaver name that, you know, people could text in with, but you just wonder if you're really looking at the lack of respect for field goals and wondering if it's because of the limitations of skill or because these offensive coordinators are a little heady and say, hey, we just want the points here. I'm trying to in my head weigh which one it is. And now 2 weeks of this situation where two field goals that would have tied the game or given up or won the game, in this case for Oregon a couple weeks ago, it just makes me wonder. I don't have an answer, but it's definitely been banging in my head the last couple of weeks.
I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think that the analytics over the years have shown that probably going for it is not as big of a risk as kicking a field goal. Situational. I think Dan Lanning's correct in the sense it's like, dude, we're going to need points this game to keep up with Washington. Like, we can't win this with field goals. Now, whether that's true or not, he is right. That's an offense you got to keep pace with. So you got to put up points. So going for touchdowns, I'm not exactly upset with that. In yesterday's case with Oregon State, where points are at a premium, get three. I feel like the older I've gotten, I very much am on the side of like, get points, win the field position battle. Like, if you have the ball at the 50 or their 45 and it's a 4th-and-3, 4th-and-4 early in the game, dude, just relax. Like, you don't need – just punt them, pin them deep, put the pressure on them to get out of that situation, and then they're punting from their 10-15. Something happens, blocked, terrible punt. Now you're starting your drive at your own 45-4. Like, it's just – I feel that maybe coaches are looking for just big boom moments to really change momentum. And I think that it is totally situational. But yeah, Jordan, I also think that depending on kickers for everything is the antithesis of football. Like, Larry David has a great bit on this. I think it was on the Rich Eisen show. He's like, we're going to play 58 minutes of this game with 300-pound giants out there bashing at each other, giving up their lives, giving up their brains for this, and then 140-pound string bean's going to come out here and I'm depending my life and my future and everything on this dude? What? Like, so I hear you. Like, as a football guy, like, I don't want to depend on the dude that was just playing soccer 30 minutes ago with his actual sport team that he likes to play on. Like, so I see it in that sense, too.
No, I get it.
A lot of factors in that.
It is. You know, I'm a Patriots fan, so I have to be kind of grateful for having great kickers, because there is a lot of, you know, there's a lot of championships that were won because you just happen to have a great kicker at the end of the game that was able to kind of seal the deal for you, you know, in most cases. So I understand the importance of having a great kicker. I just think that we just don't, you know, with a lot of parents wanting their kids to kind of stick with stuff like soccer as opposed to football and stuff like that, it doesn't shock me that we don't have a lot of great college kickers and stuff at this point.
It doesn't
shock me.
I find it funny you bring up Adam Vinatieri. I'm assuming that's who you're referring
yes.
to. And Patriots greatness, because just like there was clock mismanagement yesterday by the referees, there was clock mismanagement in that original Super Bowl 36
Come on,
as
man.
Well.
I don't want to hear it.
2 seconds left on that
about.
Clock when Adam Vinatieri kicked the field goal for Tom Brady's first Super Bowl to beat the Rams. There were 2 seconds left. The NFL.
The Rams should have played better.
They fixed that and did not give them the last chance, man. Just like the USC game yesterday, which I'm sure we're going to get to, that was ridiculous.
Guess who became the greatest show on turf after that?
Nobody.
It was us.
And shout out to the Vancouver Ford text line. Can't forget Alexis Serna for Oregon State.
There we go. Yeah, see that? Thank you. Text line helping me out. I knew there was a good name along the way for Beavers lore kickers, but just couldn't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.